Please turn in the front part of your hymnal to Psalm 1 on page 174. We will read responsively Psalm 1 by verse. I'll read the odd verses. The congregation will read the even, and we'll all join together in the glory be to the Father at the end. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful.
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night.
He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed, will you have a blessed school year? What would make your school year blessed? As we, in the middle of this first week, look forward to the school year that lies ahead, we might think of a number of things that would make our school year blessed. Finding success in the classroom or on the court, stage, field, or track, or making new friends, or strengthening the relationships with friends we already have. Through our coursework and experiences here at Bethany, we may be blessed as we find our calling or vocation in life and discover what to pursue in our education and career as we make use of our God-given talents. It is fitting that we would consider Psalm 1 this first week of school. As the first psalm, it sets the tone for the entire collection of the book of Psalms and introduces wisdom literature in general by describing what it means to be blessed as we find through our study of God's word how we are made right with God. This psalm does this as it looks at various aspects of what makes a person blessed. How do we spend our time? Who do we spend our time with? Where do we take our stand? Where do we find our highest joy? First, who do you spend your time with? Does it matter with whom we spend our time, with whom we surround ourselves? Consider how much we are influenced by the attitudes, words, and examples of others. So easily we forget God's will and commands in the face of peer pressure, as we're told everyone's doing it. Our text warns us not to be misled by the companionship of evildoers. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. As a 90s song says, I don't want to take advice from fools. Not only does the blessed man not follow and walk according to the advice of the wicked, but he does not stand in the way, in the path of sinners. To stand here means to take your stand, to station yourself. We think of Martin Luther's famous words at the Diet of Worms, "Here I stand," as he took a stand for the truth of God's word before the rulers and church leaders of his time. Where are you taking your stand? We should listen to Sunday school children as they remind us to stand alone on the Word of God, the Bible. We are also warned not to sit in the seat of the scornful, or in other words, in the company of mockers. Where you sit in class may determine how much you learn, how well you pay attention, or how you behave in class. Needless to say, those who sat near me in class would be bombarded by comments and distractions. And the teacher would ask, "Do you have something to share with the rest of the class?" More dangerous than this are the scornful mockers who make light of that which is holy and divine, who make fun of the Christian faith, who ridicule God and defiantly reject His law. With whom do you associate? To whom do you listen? Confess to God the times in which you followed the advice of unbelievers and join them in doing those things that are against God's commands. Turn to Christ, who committed no sin, nor was any deceit found in his mouth. Receive full and free forgiveness as you are covered by his perfect life through faith in him. By the power of his Holy Spirit, seek the counsel and guidance of God's word so that you may walk in the light of God's truth. Secondly, how do you prefer to spend your time? What brings you the greatest joy? You might have a hobby or pastime, like board games or video games or pickleball or reading. How about God's law? Psalm 1 describes as blessed one whose delight is in the law of the Lord. Especially to those of us who have been brought up Lutheran, delighting in God's law might sound a bit odd, since the law is the part of God's word that points out our sin and drives us to despair. Yet the word for law here in Psalm 1 is Torah. Torah means instruction, which includes both law and gospel. Though the mirror of the law shows us our faults and drives us to despair of ourselves, we are given great reason to rejoice in the gospel. Although we have failed to meet the requirements of God's law, we have a Savior, Jesus Christ, who has fulfilled it for us and blesses us by giving us his righteousness as a free gift. This good news is why God's word is now our delight and meets our greatest needs. We will want to meditate on his law day and night. This is more than just listening in church an hour on Sunday morning. As we plan our weekly schedules for the school year, this involves putting time aside to attend chapel on a regular basis, where you are daily refreshed as you hear God's word. This also means making use of the Bible in your daily life, taking time to read portions of Scripture in your dorm room each day, and taking time to pray alone or with friends in the morning, at meals, before bed, or other times of day. As we continue in God's word, we shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Once you were a little seedling, like Groot at the beginning of Guardians of the Galaxy, grafted into Christ, the true vine, in holy baptism, in order that the faith planted in your heart in baptism may grow and increase, your faith is watered by God in his means of grace, the gospel in word and sacrament. Fed and nourished by the gospel, your faith produces good works, the fruits of faith. We will be like a tree that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither. As we delight in God's word and the Holy Spirit produces the fruits of faith in our lives, we are promised, and whatever he does shall prosper. God promises to work all things for our eternal good, whether we outwardly appear to prosper or not, as we're promised in the book of Romans, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. By contrast, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Those without a firm foundation in the word of God will be blown over by the storms of life and tossed about by every wind of doctrine. Apart from faith in Christ, therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. This is because the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. The Lord takes notice of, acknowledges the ways of the righteous. The righteous are those who are justified or declared righteous by faith in Christ, clothed in Christ's righteousness. By faith, God credits us with Jesus' perfect life. And so we are known by Christ, the Good Shepherd, who tells us, "I know my sheep and am known by my own." The Lord watches over and guards believers all the days of our lives with his loving care. For the Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. May you be blessed this school year, surrounded by Christian classmates and professors, friends and teammates, as you grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. May you find in God's word your delight, that in the day of judgment you may be found among the blessed ones described in Wetzel's hymn, "O blessed day, from far and near, the servants of the Lord shall meet the ransomed millions there who heard God's saving word. Amen."